Hello and welcome to the ABC News Shuffle, brain candy for your iPod. We're dealing a special hand today. A special edition of the Shuffle Apple rolled out the new incarnation of iTunes, which provides digital music software and an online music store. But as it rolled out iTunes 4.9, Apple also announced it was dedicating new resources to podcasting. These are audio broadcast programs to download into your iPod, obviously. You're listening to one right now. Apple also announced a partnership with Disney for those podcasts. iTunes user will be able to download podcasts from Disney companies such as ESPN or ABC News. Joining us to talk about Apple's new announcement is Steve Jobs, Apple's CEO. Steve, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So here's a quick question. There are going to be 3,000 free audio programs available, making it one of the largest podcast directories in the world. Why are they going to be free?
Well, you know, podcasting has been free since the very beginning. It's been an emerging phenomenon that has been, you know, growing very rapidly for all the time. But we're hoping to take it mainstream with the latest version of iTunes, which has everything that you need to podcast built right in it. So, as for podcasts, I think they're going to remain free, although I do think we may start to see some advertising tagged onto them, you know, in the coming months.
Now, I know it's companies like Disney and ESPN and ABC News are also going to be various contributors, like the Don and Drew Show and Newsweek and some NPR member stations. Are there going to be individuals who are able to contribute to this? Will the average man or woman who has their own podcast on their home computer and sends it out on their website, are they going to be part of the directory?
Well, you know, we have over 3,000 podcasts in the directory today at launch. And I'm sure you know, hundreds more are flooding in as we speak. You know, somebody in their garage making a podcast talking about, you know, what's on their mind, whether it's their commentary on new movies that have come out in the last few weeks to whatever. And there's a wide range.